Madam, Brother Ebuka sent me a text. I have answered him, but I feel I should also, maybe there are people that have the same question. On Sunday, we all placed handkerchief on our head to pray according to thus said the Lord. Now, he is worried because 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says that a man praying or prophesying with his head covered dishonored his head. He said, according to the text message, that please next time that instead of placing it on the head, we should place it on the forehead. He said, because we must not break scripture. We are inter-message believers. I am happy for one thing, that we have people that are watchful to make sure whatever we do is scriptural. I love that. I love that. But please, there is a problem in this end time message generally about their understanding of what the end time message is all about. It is true. The message says we should come back to the Bible so that this Bible becomes a guide. We are not to add, we are not to subtract to what is written here. The message is come back to the Bible. Come back to the apostolic doctrines and the apostolic faith generally. But when you look at the meaning of come back to the apostolic faith, that statement itself must be taken beyond the face value of that statement. Come back to the faith. Come back to the faith. Your understanding, some of you, is come back to the faith. It means if the apostle cough three times, if you are going to cough in the name of Jesus, you must not cough four times because it's three times here. While you may be correct, there is an aspect that you are missing. The aspect you are missing is that the apostles walked under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. It is part of the apostolic faith. The Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. The footsteps of the righteous is ordered by God. Now, let me quickly tell you what I told him on the phone. I had to call him immediately. I said, listen, what we are doing, there is the Bible established doctrine. Don't establish any other doctrine contrary to the biblical doctrine. Contrary. Contrary is contrary. Now, when it's a specific instruction, thus said the Lord, place the handkerchief on your head for a specific purpose, it was not a doctrine. It was thus said the Lord, for a specific time, for a specific purpose. Then you will ask me, can God contradict himself? No, wait. I asked Brother Ebuka on the phone. I said, do you know that the Bible, according to the law of Moses, God gave them that law that they should not marry a prostitute? Eh? A priest, a prophet, cannot marry a prostitute. That is, you are defiling. Even if your wife goes out and meets with another man, you are to drive her away. Amen. That was thus said the Lord through the mouth of the greatest prophet that Israel ever had, Moses. But, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. In the book of Hosea, Hosea was told to go and marry a prostitute. Thus said the Lord. Hosea chapter 1, reading from verse 1, 2, 3, 4, there is there. So I asked Ebuka, if you are the one that received that prophecy, will you do it or not? You have to know why God told the prophet to go and marry a prostitute. It was a prophetic action. God was going to use that to tell Israel something. The Bible said, thou shalt not kill. But one time, the children of Israel committed an abomination. God himself told Moses, separate this area, this tribe, wipe away the whole tribe. The Bible said, they were killing their brother, they were crying, but they were killing, they were crying. Eh? See, person where would they live with for years? But God said, kill him. So they were killing them, but they were crying. But they were still killing, but they were crying. I asked Ebuka, if you were in that camp, will you kill or not? He said, that is hard, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Okay, okay. Say we are preaching here now that you should dress properly. In Isaiah chapter 20, Isaiah was asked to walk naked. For how long did he walk? 3 years on the street. Prophet. That is when prophet was prophet. So if you are the one, will you walk Ebuka, will you obey, thus said the Lord, or you begin to walk naked? Amen. So you have to balance when God is doing something, gives instruction for a specific thing, with an established doctrine. An established doctrine. You have to understand that. And that is how so many people are following this entire message. They go overboard. And they miss the move of God. You see, that's why it's important for the people to have the Holy Ghost, the inner witness that bears witness to whatever you are hearing. Go get the Holy Ghost so that you don't use your intellect to interpret the move of God. Very, very dangerous. It is dangerous. God can tell you to do any prophetic action, especially in a prophetic ministry like this. While you are here, make sure you have the Holy Ghost. So that when a prophet tells you, as you go now, when you reach your house, don't enter through the front door, enter through the back door. You will not agree it. Something inside of you will confirm. That is thus said the Lord. Amen. So please, that is what it means. Because they interpreted it when William Branham was talking about women preachers. Enter message churches. Interpreted 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where he says, let the women keep silence in the church. And they interpreted it when the women just go to church. Boom, the only thing they allow them is hallelujah, amen, finish. And when the woman stands up, amen. There were some legalists that came to this church, but now they have been, they had to re-baptize to remove that thing. During our Bible study, when a sister, they came from another intermediate church, they see a sister standing up to ask questions or to answer a question. The brother stand up. Brother, this is a rental message church. Let the woman keep silent. We are supposed to be contender for the truth. Brother, you are breaking scripture. I look and say, Chai, there is more work to be done on this one than on a Catholic believer. So I had to break it down. The Bible says you should, women should keep silence in the church. He said, yes, it's scripture. I said, if we pray, can the women say amen? He said, yes. I said, which scripture permit them to say amen? Please show me. I said, can the women say hallelujah? I said, can the woman sing special number? He said, yes. Can sing special number? I said, which scripture permit her to speak? Then he stood looking very stupid. You don't have the correct interpretation of that. So please, that's the reason why in intermessage churches, you will never see any gifted sister in that church. Because keep quiet. They have taken that interpretation of that far, too far. Stop it. Now, that is for Ebuka and his group. Now, there's another group again. The group in the church is the group that says, once saved, forever saved. Therefore, I know my name is written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. I know. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It is only my reward I will lose, but I will still make it. Why? Eternal security. Now, church, listen. Praise God. There is a way we teach eternal security that a carnal Christian can also take it overboard. And that's what I quickly want to correct this afternoon. Amen. John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Listen, and it's very important. That scripture, I'm reading it from verse 1. Jesus describes himself. He was telling the disciples, listen. Verse 1, John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. That's the gardener. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he, the Father now, taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now the description here that the Lord Jesus Christ used, he's taking us to a vineyard where fruit trees are planted. When he describes himself as the vine, Jesus Christ is the vine, the main trunk itself, from where branches come out. And any branch that bursts forth from that vine is supposed to bring forth fruit. That if a branch comes out of that tree and does not bear fruit, what happens? That's what the Lord Jesus is explaining, a kingdom principle, a kingdom requirement. You say you are born again, listen, church. Eternally secured people, listen. Listen, people whose names were written before the foundation of the world. If your name is written there, can I see your name, your hand up? How many of you? The book of life, your name is written there. Eh? I'm going to ask you a question. Let me see your hand again. Your name is written in the book of life. Eh? Eh? I'm going to ask this learned person here. How do you know your name is there? Answer.
Because my spirit bears witness. That I
your spirit bears witness. I like it. That is the answer. That is the answer. There is an inner witness that lets you know that your name is written in the book of life. Because he said, the spirit bears witness with my spirit that what? That you are a child of God. There is an inner witness. It's not the pastor that will tell you, sister, you see, now you are a daughter of God. Come on, you are a daughter of God. Now me go tell you, sir, I be son of God. Nobody go tell me. Amen. You don't know my papa passed me. When somebody has to tell you who your father is, then your paternity is in question. Praise God. Now listen. You are the ones I'm talking to. Jesus Christ is divine. He said, every one of us, we are branches. We came forth from him as a branch. And he said, that branch that came out is like every tree. If that branch doesn't come forth with fruit, what does the owner of the vineyard do with that branch? That branch becomes firewood. There are people that are going to church today, but they are firewood. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? How many firewoods there? Praise God. Apostle Paul was not there when Jesus Christ was saying this. By the time Apostle Paul in his ministry, there was no Bible. But the same Jesus that spoke to those disciples in John 15 spoke to Apostle Paul also concerning everything that pertained to salvation. He even knew more than some of those disciples knew. Romans chapter 11. Praise God. Once saved, forever saved. It's correct. But listen. Chapter 11. Now before I read it, listen, church. Apostle Paul is giving a picture here. But he used the same terminology to describe the salvation of the Gentiles. Israel was supposed to be a branch also. Amen. Israel is supposed to be a branch. Listen. That branch refused to give forth fruit. What did God do? He cut it off from the vine. And they went and brought another wild. Hallelujah. We are not that branch from somewhere. Brought you and graft you into that vine. Let me read it now. This is what he's saying. Let me read it from verse 11. The whole of chapter 11 is the story. But let me read it from verse 11. Apostle Paul is explaining the fact, our position so that you don't begin to boast yourself, see yourself as if you are better than Israel. You are not better than the Jews, so you are not. He says, I said then, have they stumbled that they should fall? That is the Jews. God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them, the Jews, to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, they had to fall so that we can become rich in spiritual blessings. Hallelujah. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, the Jews, I might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root of any tree be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches are broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, Gentiles, we are wild, wild, wild. We knew no God, we knew nothing. Idolaters, fornicators, murderers, adulterers, everything of domination. That's what we were. We were far from God. Drinking, eating, and sleeping. Getting drunk with iniquity. We are the ones he called the wild olive tree. I read verse 17 again. And if some of the branches be broken up, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root. You are now partaking of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root bear thee. Thou we say then, this is a position, Gentile believers, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Hallelujah. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, take it, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shall be cut off. You too will be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou were cut out of the olive tree which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these which be the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? Now verse 25. For I will not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. It is a mystery. Lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the father's sake, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Let me bring out something here that Apostle Paul is saying for clarity. And why I am emphasizing it today. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons. See, if I come to that, see, Israel was the first branch, and it is called a natural branch. It came out naturally from the vine. Amen. But we know they rejected Christ. And what happened? They were cursed. They were separated. Then you and I today, we are a branch that was plucked out. Church, listen. From another tree. That tree is a wild olive tree. Church, listen. The tree that Israel branched out from, it is also an olive tree. That lets me know, praise the Lord, that we are talking about religion here. What we are talking about is religion. Two groups of people. Amen. And then, he said, the natural tree was plucked out. And the branch of another tree was brought in. He says, contrary to nature. It was grabbed in. And he called it a mystery. Why did he say it's a mystery? Amen. Because, listen, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to be. In, is it horticulture? Is it horticulture? Eh? There is grafting. You know it? In the citrus family, you can bring what, but it has to be citrus. You understand? That is, there's something common among them. There's something common among them. Hallelujah. Now, maybe you bring a grape. Maybe it is a grape tree. Then, you pluck off a branch out. Scrape it very well. Then go and bring maybe tangerine. A branch of tangerine. And then come and gum it there. That's the grafting. Amen. When the thing gums there, life after some time will enter that branch. But the life that it is using, it is the life from that grape tree. The grape tree. Hallelujah. It is having its nourishment. It's having a life. Everything that is the power it is using. But the interesting thing there is that when it is time for that branch to bring forth fruit, which fruit will it bring out? Eh? It will bring forth tangerine, a big grape. It was a tangerine branch. Although it is receiving power and strength from the grape, from the root that is carrying that grape, life is supplied, nourishment is supplied. But when it comes to the time of fruit, it will bring forth the fruit of the branch of the tree from where it was plucked from. Now, if this does not teach you a mystery, now this is where I'm going, without going to unnecessary details. Let me summarize where I'm going. There's a mystery there that God can bring a wild olive branch, bring it to this other good olive vine tree. There is a mystery he will do that tree that was plucked off from there, when it is time, that branch, when it is time to bring forth fruit, it will bring forth the fruit of that vine. That is where the mystery is. That is the salvation of Gentiles. You see? That is why Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, he called the salvation of the Gentile as a mystery. that was hidden from the foundation of the world. And that is the mystery that started, hallelujah, right from Acts chapter 13. 2,000 years ago, when Apostle Paul, they rejected his gospel, him and Barnabas. And he said, since you count yourself unworthy of this gospel, he said, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. The light came to the Gentiles. And it's been on according to the prophecies. And it's still on now. But he says in Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, he said, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, he said, the mystery of God should be finished as he has revealed to his servant the prophet. Church, listen. He didn't say the mysteries of God should be finished. He said the mystery. One mystery. That is the mystery Apostle Paul explained in Ephesians chapter 3. The mystery of how a wild branch came to a good vine and brought forth fruit from that vine. Now, see where I am going. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But there are some branches that are supposedly grafting. They are supposed to bring forth, being part of the mystery of salvation, bring forth fruit of that vine. But unfortunately, where they are coming out from, that is the fruit they are manifesting. And everybody is saying, I'm a Christian. And everybody is saying, I am anointed. They are performing mighty miracles, signs and wonders. Sure, where are they getting the power from? Genuine power from the true vine. But you are grafted, you are not naturally brought in there. And before you know what, you then understand Matthew chapter 7. Not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom. He said, many shall come at that day and say, Lord, was it not in your name I cast out devils? Was it not in your name I did this miracle, I did that? And Jesus Christ will say, get away from me. He said, I never knew you, you that walk iniquity. So, you are using his power, but he didn't know you. You see? When you say your spirit bear witness with you that you are a child of God, what type of witness does he bear? What type of witness? The witness that you have, church, listen, the witness that you have is not a thought or a feeling. It's not even an inspiration. It's not. Hallelujah. The thing that gives you witness is because you have looked at the Bible and you have seen what is expected of one that is a member of the kingdom. And you have looked at your life and you have seen yourself lining up with it. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Spirit of delusion. They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is his mercy still available. The trials of a Christian. Christians face trials. The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They told William Branham one time. One man said, You are here every time. You are saying you are born again, disturbing us here. And this one, they say you are a man of God. You are a Christian. You are born again. I began to abuse him. He said, prove to me, show me evidence that you are born again, that you are a Christian. And when Abraham turned and looked at him, he said, we grew up together now. That's why you know me very well now. You know I was a boxer. He said, you have been abusing me since here. That your teeth is still complete is evidence that I am born again. That's an evidence. The Spirit bear witness. Yes. Before you can say, I am now a fornicator. Wait. Wait first. Until no brother is around. Now you are in Dubai. Now you are in America. Nobody knows. In fact, you are not. No, plenty Nigerians they Dubai. Plenty they. So you feel jam. Let's look at which country? Mongolia. I think there's one country, Mongolia. 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 Nigerians never discovered that place too much yet. Then you are there. You are in Thailand, where there's free prostitute. They offer you even free, even if you want her for credit. She will give you. You look left, you look right. The girl come charging you, shake her body, shake, and then there, you see yourself repulsing that girl. And you walk away from that temptation. Then you can come back and say, brother, I am not a fornicator. Praise God. The Spirit bearing witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. What type of witness? You know the anger that you used to have before. And now see what brother is doing to you. And you can still turn and look. See, there is a sister that had to change church after she discovered this ministry. She came to this church. Her husband attends another intermessage church. And those people, where they go, they are strict legalists. They don't believe there is any other intermessage people than them. But they are as spiritually dead as dead they can be. But this sister located this ministry and told her husband, please allow me to go to this church. After some time, I asked her, knowing the church your husband attends, I hope you are not creating problem in your house. She told me by herself. She said, the husband called her and told her, since you started attending that church, you have changed. Therefore, go ahead. In fact, she told me last week the husband has just bought a car for her to be using to come to church. You see? Because he's the one that used to come and drop her, then he will go to his own church. Now, okay, take. There's something that man saw. There was a change. Praise God. What am I saying? There are people that after they have received that anointing, it's after the gifts begin to flow, it is after the ministry begin, that the aspect that was not in them before begin to come out negatively. That sister that used to be very quiet, silence. Nobody knew her. Very quiet. When you call her, wait first. Until she's grabbed in. Now a gift starts. Then come and see. Sister, how now? Please, excuse me. Please, leave me. immediately sets in. What up, brother? Amen. Praise God. That's the mystery, brother. That's the mystery. That's the mystery. The branch that came out of that vine has not been a partaker of the mystery of salvation. You are supposed to be engrafted if a man be in Christ. He's a new creature. Where you come from, all things are passed away. There are so many people that came into this entire message, they are grafted from the denominational branch, wild olive branch. They come to this message through blood assembly, wah! Enjoying the anointing that is here, but everything inside of them is the denominational spirit. It's the denominations that charge money before they pray for you. No entire message believer that is a partaker of this grace that God gave to us through the ministry of William Branham will commercialize the gift. The reason is this: William Branham, our leader, did not charge people. Where do you learn that from? Amen. Okay, if you come to Brother Assembly, I am your pastor. Under my ministry here, you receive that anointing. You were grabbed in. I am not charging people. Why are you charging people? Where did you learn that from? It is in you. The anointing you receive here brought it out. Because every branch must bring forth a fruit. And the fruit you bear determine which branch you belong. By their fruit, you shall know them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the church. Jesus Christ described it in another form, Matthew 13. He described it in another way. Now, in Matthew 13, I read verse 31. Just two verses there. 31 and verse 32. He said, Matthew 13. Verse 31. Another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Verse 32, my emphasis, that seed is the least, is the smallest of all the seeds. And that seed that is referring to there is the seed that produced Christianity. Christ himself, the most unrecognized, the most despised, so despised that they hung him on the cross and gave him a shameful death. Yet, Christ said, except the corn of wheat dies, except it is buried, hallelujah, dead and buried, he said it abides alone. But when that seed dies, it will come out. The least seed on earth was planted. The church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It grew. And it has so become a tree now that everybody is now coming to perch on the branches to do what? To eat and feed from that tree. So everybody now is a Christian. Everybody now is a church. Everywhere, church, 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 church. Until my wife was reading one email somebody posted to her. The names of churches in Nigeria. Ha! If you hear some names, Serious names. Everybody is coming. He said the birds of the air. What are they doing? Looking for what they can get from that tree. Everybody is coming to look for what they can get from that tree. Some are coming to that tree for get food to eat. But the true children of God are coming to that tree for the salvation of their soul. That should be the paramount reason you are coming to Christ. That tree that grows, there is life in it if you can eat from that tree. That tree is supposed to produce something if you come with the right spirit. Eat it. There's life in it, but there's death also in it. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that you will understand, he said, every branch that beareth not fruit, what does he do? He cut it off. It's good for firewood. So that you will understand, Romans 14 verse 2, is it verse 2 or so? Where he says, that verse 12, that every man shall give account of himself. Romans 14, 12. Every one of us, we shall give account. Every one of us, we shall give account. What will you account for? He demonstrated it in Mark chapter 11. The parable of the fig tree that was cursed. If you read it from verse 12. He came, he was hungry. He saw a fig tree. He expected that that tree will bring forth fruit for him. To eat and be satisfied. Hallelujah. Does God eat good? Does God eat goat? Does God spend money? Amen. So Jesus said, came to the fig tree. And that fig tree is somebody sitting down here today. He came to the fig tree. If haply he might find fruit that he will eat. And this is the fruit that Jesus Christ eats, that God eats. Can we open in Galatians chapter 5? The fruit that he eats. Because God is a spirit. Therefore he will eat spiritual fruit. Verse 22. He said, but the fruit of the spirit, which the Holy Spirit will come to you to get to eat and be full. What are they? One by one. Shall we go? Some people are not saying. I am in verse 22 of Galatians chapter 5. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is, shall we go? Let's go. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Ephesians chapter 9. Chapter 5. Verse 9. Hallelujah. See what it says. Verse 9. Okay, let me just read verse from verse 7 so that we get the full meaning. It says, be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye we are sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit, that's where I'm going, is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Verse 9 again. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all. That's the summary. That is the fruit. That is what Jesus Christ is. Everything that is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Goodness and righteousness and truth. That is the food God eats. That tree was there supposed to bring forth fruit. Jesus Christ went. He did not see the fruit in it. What did he do? He stood and cursed that tree. No man eateth fruit from thee henceforth. He was so angry, he cursed that tree. Church, I want you to ask yourself, if the Lord Jesus comes to you now, will he be pleased with you or he will curse you? We know that that tree was Israel. He came to Israel for the fruit of righteousness. It was all wickedness and evil and murder and lies. He cursed that tree and they have remained in that condition until now. You say your name is written in the book of life. Their own names too were in the book of life. Abraham, John the Baptist, he told the children of Israel, he said, don't keep saying that you are Abraham's children, Abraham's children. You are both Abraham's children. He said, God is able to raise stones. Turn them to children of Abraham. So God can do without you. So if you know God can do without you, why are you not living your Christian life with fear and trembling? The evidence that your name is written in the book of life, there is a fruit that shows for it. There's a fruit that shows for it. Psalm 1 verse 3 speaks about, let's read it. Psalm 1. It's one of our favorite chapters of the Psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth that person meditate day and night. And when you do that, verse 3, ye shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall. Hallelujah. Verse 3 is very interesting. That person that meditates on the law of God day and night, that refuses to sit in the seat of the scornful. What is the seat of the scornful? Anything that is abominable is a seat of the scornful. Amen. There are people that hate God, but they are mentors of Christians. There are Christians that your mentor is one professor, somebody that says there is no God. Oh, anytime the man says, I like this man. I was sharing with my wife the other day. I said, I went to a Sabbath cafe some time ago, and then I saw two women were talking. And the other one was saying, speaking about one of these crazy characters about town that pierce his nose, pierce his ears, pierce his head. You know, when he's walking, does his hair one kind. That person is a musician. Then he, when he's walking, you know. And you know that man has a master's degree. Praise the Lord. Now, that woman, was now saying, he said, oh, how he likes that man. Oh, he said, because, this is like, you have to be yourself. I like him because he has declared who he is, himself. Be yourself. You don't have to live, because the other guy was saying, his father is an influential Nigerian. Doesn't it embarrass the father? He said, no. The father says, the man is free to live his life. He's free to live his life. And that is the person character that woman in that Saba cafe was admiring. And I went to the two of them. Amen. I said, you admire that character? He said, yes. I said, you have a psychiatric case. The woman told her, look at me, what do you mean? I said, the same spirit following that man is in you. You are not a normal person. She got angry. The more she got angry, the harder I said it. I said, you are the one spoiling this country. What is in that young man for the youth of this country to emulate, to make this country better, other than a life of defiance? He wants to live a life contrary to normal people. I want to tell you, I have freedom to live and act anyhow I like. And people are saying, yes, now he's correct. Yes, now he's correct. And anybody sitting down here, you admire such a man, the same spirit possessing that man is also possessing you. You are sitting on the seat of the scornful. Some people here, all those worldly musicians, hallelujah, all those worldly musicians, they are your star. Those ones that refuse to keep their hair clean, they refuse to grow, so the thing will grow, no time to take care of the hair, so the thing will they coil like snake like that. For their hair. You said they are your star. And up to now, it is those type of music. When you hear that music, your head goes spinning. Hallelujah. You see, Satan is very, very... See, praise the Lord. Satan! You know, I used to go to nightclub. Satan has a better, perfect picture of hell than Christians. Have you gone to a disco hall before? Those disco lights that they put on people when they are dancing. Hellfire is simulated there. They simulate hellfire. When you look at them, your partner, when they look like green, I've been like yellow. In a job, I've been then, small time, they will simulate smoke. From somewhere, smoke will come out. They set a stand and they laugh. See, all the people are going to burn for hell. They are practicing. You release the smoke again. The smoke cover. Then the light. They are dancing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is a musician that sang a song one time. Fire will burn you. And they are dancing it in the disco hall. Fire will burn you. And the devil is simulating. Fire will burn you. When he finish, fire will burn you. Then he will put Michael Jackson. I'm mad. Then you are mad. And they are dancing. It's true now.
say fire will burn you, you are still dancing. Fire will burn you. Then he's looking at you. You are mad. You are mad. I'm mad. If you are not mad, they say fire will burn you. You are still sitting there. Instead of running away and giving your life to Christ. Even Satan is preaching in nightclub. Fire will burn you. You are mad.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan will tell you. So when he said fire will burn you, you still they rush, they go. Then he said, I'm mad. You see, God, they're mad. More people were loving those type of music. Then he raised another singer from South Africa to say, our members are many. Come and join us here. Members are many. Come and join us here. Our members are many. He said, if you sit, you are not supposed to sit on the seat of the scornful, but your delight is in the law of the Lord. In that law doth he meditate day and night. What does it mean to meditate day and night? It's to take an inward look at yourself. Am I living a life pleasing before God? He says, such a man will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. Every fruit, there is a season for it. The fruit of the Spirit, there is a season for it. There is a season for love. When somebody is in need around you, that is the season for that fruit. There's a season for meekness. And what is the season for meekness? When God lifts you up. When God increases his grace upon you. When God blesses you financially. That is the season to become meek. Knowing that whatever I have, I received it from the Lord. I didn't come to earth with it. There's a season for long suffering. When for nothing, people begin to persecute you. That is the season for tolerance and long suffering. There's a season for patience. That bring forth his fruit in his season. He said, and his leaves shall not wither. Leave there is fellowship. Fellowship with the Spirit. You're always in the Spirit. Frustration will not affect the worship of God. Suffering, hunger will never. Why? Because you are planted by the rivers of water. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But when he comes to you and he does not see that fruit, he will curse you. And when I say he will curse you, what's the evidence that that tree is cursed? The next day, it dried up from the root. That tree dries up. That tree dries up. That is what is also demonstrated by the story of Lot, when Jesus Christ said, remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife is in the same position as so many of us.
Had the grace of God that pull you out of error, out of the denomination, out of the Antichrist spirit, out of the world, brought you to escape from the destruction that is coming upon this world. But there is a proviso to that escape. You must not look back. And when she looked back, what happened? She dried up there. She dried up there. Pillar of salt. Dried up. Dead. She remained dead immediately. No life. Separated totally from God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Those stories in the Bible, they are there for admonishment. They are there for us to take note. The story of Ahasuerus and his queen, Vashti, is there for us. She refused to show forth when she was needed. Obedience. The fruit of obedience was lacking in her. And the king cut her off. You say you cannot be cut off. You can be cut off. And you live a life of misery on earth here. Once you are cut off from the source of life, it is fire you enter. Trouble today, trouble tomorrow. Trouble today, trouble tomorrow. From frying pan to fire. From this one to this one. Is it only me? Is it only me? You are cut off. You are cut off. You are cut off. That's why. You are cut off. That's why. And that's the end. You never heard anything again about Vashti. Esau, Uncle. Esau. He took it for granted. After all, I am the firstborn. After all, I am the firstborn. You see, a friend of mine has his first son. He's a very rich man. Has his first son that refused to go to school. Sent him overseas, came back. Sent him to university where he pays millions in a year. One day he said, no, go again. He came, he started here. He said, he won't go abroad. Okay, go abroad. He take and go there, come back again. He said, Bill Gates. Waiting to read before he make money now. And my friend was telling me when I was talking about the boy. He said, the boy is doing like that because he thinks he is the firstborn. He said, he has forgotten that I will write a will. Can you see? The boy doesn't know this thing that the father has told me. He said, he's thinking that he's the one going to inherit all that I have. He said, but he doesn't know that I am going to write a will. You see? Hey, once saved, forever saved. Esau, Esau. You are sure that you are the firstborn of your father. Therefore, the birthright belongs to you. Therefore, just because of what he will eat, he sold it out. It was like joke, but he did not know the implication of his actions. It was like joke. Ah, now food now. All this charging that people are charging people money to pray for them. It's to them, it's like joke. Now just to be able to pay house rent now. Now just to be able to pay this debt. Now to be able to fix my car now. Now just like that. That was how Esau did it too. The Bible says, later on he sought for that birthright. With tears. But it was too late. Birthright. See, he sold his birthright. Christians today are selling their birthright because they say, once saved, forever saved. When, see, it is your birthright to get a job, sister. It is your birthright. Whatsoever you lay your hand to do, you will prosper. It is your birthright. What is birthright? The rights that go with you in that family when you are born into that family. There are birthrights
The Bible says, He, God, has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He told Joshua, wheresoever thy foot shall tread upon, he said, he will possess that place. Give it to you. And the faith of Joshua there is our faith. Wherever your faith will reach out into the promise of God, it becomes your own. It's your birthright, sister. Then why are you going to open your leg for a man to sleep with you to give you a job? You have sold your birthright. You don't know because of you, God can remove that man from that office so that you get that job. Because you don't know who you are. Selling your birthright. Compromising your Christian faith for what you will eat, like Esau. Selling your birthright. Elijah had a servant by the name of Elisha. What with Elijah? When God took Elijah away, what was the benefit of faithfully following his servant? A double portion. He became more popular than his master. Elisha now took another servant too to serve him the way he served Elijah, Gehazi. But what happened? He ended up with leprosy. What his master rejected, he was going behind to collect. And it's a shame for anybody that say he's a believer of this end time message. Saying that he's a believer of the teachings of William Branham, and then you commercialize your gift, or you compromise your faith for anything at all. God raised up William Branham as a standard for every Christian in this age. In everything. In humility. In doctrine. Christian character. In prophetic anointing. He says that if it is God talking through you, it will be God all the way. Some will come to pass. And some will not come to pass. He said, it is not God. You can't be a vessel, a fountain, that sweet water and bitter water all come out of the same fountain. He said, if it is God working with you, it will be God all the way. And can God fail? Praise the Lord. Brother, you gave prophecy. You say in 14 days time, something will happen. This is 14 months now. What will happen? Well, now what thing I see, now I talk. Now what thing you see, now you talk, Abby. So anything that come and show you anything, you go talk him. When Satan come show you anything, you go talk him. When God show you too, you go talk him. Why? Because some people are borrowed vessels. They are for hire. Anytime Satan wants to come and deceive somebody, come, Balaam, come. Balaam, come. How much? I'll give you. Tell him. And when God too wants to prophesy, do you know that God prophesied through Balaam the coming of Jesus Christ? He did. Borrowed the vessel. God wanted to talk to a mad prophet. There was nobody around. He borrowed an animal. Even heaven is saying amen. See heaven, say amen. See heaven, say amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will never be a Gehazi. Lie. So confidently, when I face a difficult situation, those of you who have come to me for prayers before, when your case gets very serious, I will shout, where is the God of William Branham? I preach what William Branham preached. Therefore, come and back me up. But how many people can talk like that? Praise God. Remember, as I close, God is no respecter of persons. That's what the Bible says. You are not more anointed than Moses. Moses, the privilege Moses had, you don't have it. But when Moses messed up, what did God do? Cut him off. Shouldn't that make you fear God? Shouldn't that make you fear God? So, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, he said, let him that thinketh he standeth, take heed, lest what? Lest he fall. Is it verse 13 or verse 12? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. He said, let him that thinketh he standeth, take heed, lest he fall. And don't say it is condition that make you behave the way you behave. Because in verse 13, he added there had no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. There is no condition you will go through that other people have not gone through it. He gave assurance that God is faithful. Hallelujah. He will not let you to be overcome by that temptation. But he will, with that same temptation, make a way of escape. Therefore, you have no excuse not to endure. 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 Time of trials. Endure. Praise God. Once saved, yes, forever saved, but get the correct meaning of that. Get the correct meaning of that. God is looking for fruit from his children. The evidence of a higher revelation than where you left to come here, the evidence is also a better Christian life. A revelation that puffs you up is not a true revelation from the Holy Ghost. It's an intellectual reasoning. But a revelation that lets you know the true meaning of salvation and grace, it humbles you. Therefore, hallelujah, you catch the meaning of love from salvation. You don't understand. You are not a partaker of love of God. That's why you cannot share love with God's children. Because if you have been blessed from me, maybe I sponsor your education. Now you are a director in a company. The evidence that you appreciate that love from me is all my children. When you see anybody that is connected to me, now Moses' children be this. Come. You will give them love. If you love God, then love the children of God. The Bible says so. You can't love God and hate his children. The evidence that you love God is that you will love his children. That's why love is a fruit of the Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You want to check your life in his word, in his law, that he meditate day and night. Check. Am I bringing forth this fruit? Am I even improving in my Christian life? What I was yesterday, how am I now? What I was last year, am I better now? Some of us stop ourselves with so much mystery. You know that a woman pastor is wrong. You know that baptism is in the name of Jesus. You know the address and name of the Antichrist. You know the seals. You know every mystery. You know the serpent seed. You know the mark of Cain. You know every, in fact, you even know which snake is serpent. You know everything. But the life that complements that knowledge is also needed. There's a life that complements that mystery, the knowledge. Wherever you are, shine that light by the life that you live. Determine that this heaven, I must go. Determine this hell, you're not going to see me. I am gone and gone for good. But one of these days, every one of us shall give account of ourselves before the Lord. The Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 tells us that every man will give account. Every man's work shall be tried, so as by fire. Every one of us, we are here on assignment. It's my responsibility to remind you always that one of these days, what we are saying here will become reality. May you be fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, may you be fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we stand up? Hallelujah. The system says the pride has made.